Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Allow me to introduce myself.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Well, y'all done came a long way. I think that y'all have a certain amount of respect for, you know, what everybody else does, and y'all are just the best at what y'all do.
This platform, the reach y'all have that you've earned, makes space for somebody like me.
You guys have a direct line to the culture.
Oh, my God, I'm on the radio with Angela, Charlamagne, and DJ Envy?
Damn. Yes, you are.
All I do is read about the Breakfast Club.
Really?
Every morning.
That's good.
You guys are trending. Every, you know, I drag my ass out of bed. I'm like, what happened on the Breakfast Club today?
Get your ass up.
Good morning, USA.
Hey, fam. Happy Monday.
Hey, good morning. It's Monday.
That doesn't have the same ring as it's Friday.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. And good morning, Toronto! Yes, it's Monday, back to the work week. Good morning, everybody. Hope you guys are doing well. How was your weekend, Yeezy?
This weekend was pretty good. I had a really, really great weekend. A lot of things happening that I'm excited about. But I actually interviewed August Alsina. You know, his album came out on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So August actually came to New York and we did an interview. This is like my first sit down interview.
Oh, you did it in person?
Yeah, we did it in person.
Okay,
in Brooklyn.
How was that?
It was a lot. It was great though. It was great. You know, we've known August for a really, really long time. So it was a lot of I don't know if you watched his documentary. He put out a 5-part documentary series with his album, but it's a lot. If everybody's been wondering where August has been, he'll answer all of those questions. He has a 27-song album that's out right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we couldn't talk about all 27 songs, but it's actually really good. So if you haven't heard that, make sure you listen to that. Also, over the weekend, of course, I watched the BET Awards last night, and I watched the new episode of The Chi.
Oh, wow. So you was up. You was up.
I was up late.
Yeah. Well, first of all, shout out to August Alsina. He shares my birthday, September 3rd. That's my birthday, brother. I usually hit him periodically just to check on him. I hit him the other couple of days ago just to check on him, make sure he was okay. He's been through a lot. He's not signed to Def Jam no more, right? He's totally on his own,
right? No, he's independent.
He's independent, right?
He did this through Empire.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, shout out to him. I did see the BET Awards. Drop a bomb for Amanda Seales.
Yes. The host. Virtual
host.
She
did her damn thing. You know what? When BET said that they were going to do a show, I was kind of iffy and sketchy. I was like, well, how are they going to pull off all these performances? How are they going to make it entertaining? I didn't get it. Mm-hmm. And last night, they did a great job. I think all the performances were dope. How they put everything together was great. I really enjoyed it. So shout out to BET. I really like how they did that.
Yeah, Chloe.
You're not
going
to give him a round
Hallie
of applause, or you're not going to drop a bomb for him? There you go.
Chloe and Halle were awesome. Megan Thee Stallion, incredible. The Baby, Roddy Ricch, all of that. It was really, really dope. J-Rock and Anderson .Paak. I'm trying to remember. Alicia Keys, John Legend.
No, they did a great, great, great job. Now, this morning, Jadakiss and Fabolous is supposed to be checking in. You know, tonight they have their Versus battle at 8 p.m. on Versus on Instagram. And they're going to be checking in. We're going to be talking to both of them together.
I'll be
Who
watching.
You got? Who you got in this battle?
Man, I was having that conversation this weekend. I will say that I think Jadakiss does have an unfair advantage. He has all those songs with the locks also.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him about
that.
That's
a lot.
Is it just solo? Is it, you know, things he wrote? Is it, you know, things with the locks? You know, because Jadakiss has, of course, he's been in the game longer than Fabolous. But I think it's going to be a good battle. I think people forgot about a lot of Fab records. And I think it's going to be very interesting. These guys, you know, pretty much go on tour with each other all the time. So this should be a nice, fun battle. But we'll kick it with them today. But let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Yes, let's talk about it. Donald Trump, he is retweeting videos of supporters saying, white power.
All right, we'll get into that next. And today is Charlamagne's birthday. So Charlamagne is out today. Today is his birthday. So y'all wish him a happy birthday today. All right? Front page news is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start with the NBA. As you know, the NBA is coming back, and they have already released that schedule with dates, matchups, and TV info for seeding games prior to the playoffs. The NBA season starts back on Thursday, July 30th at Disney's Wide World of Sports Complex in Orlando. And what they have said is that NBA players will be allowed to replace their last name on their jersey with social justice messages. So they're tossing around that idea. Right, to show their commitment to the cause and understanding of its platform. That's what they are potentially about to do. It looks like that's going to happen.
That's dope that they allowed them to, you know, whatever, to put whatever they want. And I'm sure they could put I Can't Breathe. I'm sure they could put people's names, George Floyd, which I think would be great. Also in sports, Cam Newton signed a one-year deal with the Patriots.
Yes, that contract is worth up to $7.5 million.
So which is dope. I hope he gets busy with the well, not really, because I'm a Giants fan, but I want to see Cam Newton do well. So it's kind of like a love-hate relationship. We'll see what happens this year.
All right. Donald Trump, in the meantime, has signed an executive order to protect monuments. It's a very big deal to him. He said, I just had the privilege of signing a very strong executive order protecting American monuments, long prison terms for those lawless acts against our great country. Imagine if you cared as much about the people as you do about monuments. Now, Donald Trump also retweeted a video of one of his supporters. And here is what is being said in that video within the first few seconds.
Gracious. Yeah, you got it, you. White power. Yes, there you go, white power. You hear that?
Now, I can't understand why he retweeted. Well, I do understand why he retweeted it. I can't understand how people say, I don't understand how they say that Donald Trump is a racist president or that he
supports
racism.
Or that he supports white supremacy.
Or that he supports, white supremacy.
No, he doesn't.
He retweeted that. He put it back out. And I guess somebody might have told him, hey, this is not right. And then he took it down. But why would a president retweet that? Why would a president put that on his Twitter, on his social media? It makes no sense because, like I said, I feel that Donald Trump is racist. I'm just curious, for everybody who voted for him, do they still think the reason that they voted for him is still okay? Would they vote for him for a second term? Because I don't get it, and I don't understand.
The White House Deputy Press Secretary said that he just did not hear that one statement made on the video that everybody else heard. They said what he did see was tremendous enthusiasm from his many supporters. So he did not denounce what was said. He did not apologize. He's just saying he didn't hear that.
The guy said,
but you're the president. You can't just retweet anything. I don't understand.
No, but it was said twice. The guy said white power, and then the guy said, did you hear what he just said? Like, it's clear as day.
There's no way you didn't hear that.
I knew what he was retweeting. All right. Come on now.
And let's not forget that coronavirus is still here, and there's only two U.S. states that are reporting a decline in new coronavirus cases. Those two states that still have a decline are Connecticut and Rhode Island. Every place else is either flat or those numbers are going up. And Because of that, a California governor has closed bars in 7 different counties. In Florida, certain counties' beaches will be closed for 4th of July weekend. They've also banned bar alcohol consumption as coronavirus cases are spiking in Florida. And in Texas, bars are closing again and restaurants are reducing to 50% occupancy as coronavirus does continue to spread.
Now, that's not fair now. You let all those other cities open. You know, people went to those other cities. They got coronavirus. Now they bring it back home. And now we can't open back up. That's what they're going to say. They're going to start shutting us back down. No, we haven't even opened up a little bit. We just were allowed to get a haircut. The clubs and bars still haven't opened up in New York, New Jersey. And I don't think they will open up because of what's going on in these other other markets and other places.
So where
I see people outside
proposing?
With no masks. I don't know. If you go to Florida, you got to stay in Florida for a little bit. You can't just come right back. I mean, because enough's enough. Because I could barely get a haircut right now, yeah? Like, they just open up barbershops.
We have bigger problems than that, DJ Envy.
I'm sorry. They just open this stuff up.
I know it's painful for all of us, but...
Yeah, but enough's enough. Goodness gracious.
You got a haircut.
Nah, but it's like people need to work. Bars need to open back up. Clubs need to open back up. There's a lot of people that's out of work right now, patiently waiting, seeing all these other states open up, and then here these other markets can't open up, which is crazy.
Well, you got to figure out how to do things safely, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that is your front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson. Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm calling you.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, Envy? How you doing today?
Hey, what's up, brother? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, man. I'm glad I got through, man. I've been trying for a while. I'm glad I got through. Good Monday, you and Yee. Happy birthday, Charlamagne. I just want to get something off my chest real quick.
Go ahead, brother.
Okay.
All right, so my wife's friend had a party at my had a pool party at the house this weekend. And a lot of bottles was brought to the house and everything. She took the bottles back with her.
Wait, people brought liquor and took the liquor back with them?
No, she took the liquor back with her.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I mean, she was throwing a party, so, I mean, right? So she was like, I'm out with the liquor that I brought.
No, she didn't buy the liquor. It was a guest that brought the liquor.
Oh, so guest brought the liquor and she left with the liquor.
Yeah. And I'm like,
oh, wow. Wait.
A friend of mine came to the party that didn't know it was a birthday party or anything like that. He just bought a bottle. He took that bottle before. It wasn't a guest. It was just, I felt like as that for the house, you use my pool, use my grill. Leave the liquor.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. You come over here, you bring a bottle, you leave the bottle. You're not supposed to leave. Somebody's not supposed to take it.
And then on top of it, my wife don't think nothing wrong with that. I'm like, yo, how you not see the problem in that?
That sounds kind of crazy. If that's your house, people brought liquor, and then she just was like, all right, I left with the liquor. Yeah, that's a little crazy.
So how much liquor was it?
Oh, it was a lot. It was a good amount.
Damn it, man.
So y'all just let her load that up in the car and leave?
The next morning, loaded it up. Packed it up nicely, too. I thought it was going to be going into my bar. No.
Yeah, they punked you.
I'm sorry you lost your liquor, brother. Have a better week.
I will. You too, God.
All right, brother. Hello, who's this?
Marita.
Hey, Marita, get it off your chest.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on, you saying that you're ready for stuff to open back up. I live in Virginia, and our cases here are outrageous. Mm. Like, I work at Food Lion, and down the street, it's a bar. It'd be so many people at that bar, you can't even, like, get one foot in the door. And nobody has on a mask. Nobody has on anything. I really wish we would have did what New York did because, you know, I think our cases would have went down, and they were just telling us yesterday that we're going to be in these masks till the end of next year because we have so many cases. So Be blessed,
you know what
New York and Jersey did.
The cases are going up still here because people are leaving here, going to Miami, going to Atlanta, going to party, and then they're coming back here.
Yeah, and it's so, if y'all come to Virginia, just ride past the bar, and y'all going to be like, this is ridiculous. People act like nothing is going on in the world.
Aren't
they doing a quarantine when you come here, when you come back here from Florida?
They say that, but they're not checking everybody that comes back from those places.
And you know, our kids, they're not even going back to school in September because we have so many cases. They're still doing this virtual learning, and it's so difficult. It's so much stuff going on here. But on a positive note, I wanted to give Charlamagne a happy birthday shout out. And I wanted to tell y'all that y'all rock my mornings. Like, my mornings are not the same without y'all. Y'all have me weak on the way to work, and I love y'all so much.
Thank you. We love you right back.
Thank you. Be safe.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
This is Robert calling.
Robert, good morning. Get it off your chest, Robert.
Okay, I want to get two things off my chest. First thing, real quick, BET Awards last night. Really good. As a black person, I loved it, but I just felt like the people who kept needing to hear that whole message that kept being drawn in, like the whole Black Lives Matter thing, the people who really need to hear that message probably aren't watching the BET Awards.
Okay.
And that made me feel like
I can agree.
So it's like, it felt just really sad at so many points where I'm like, okay, I don't know. I wanted to tune out, but I'm like, nope, I want them to get the ratings.
Okay, yeah, so you felt it was a lot of...
It was just messaging. Heavy. It was just heavy.
Mm-hmm. We're in a heavy time, though.
Definitely in a heavy time. I think it was needed.
That's true. And the second thing, on a lighter note, one of my best friends, she is hosting a July 4th protest march through downtown Oakland. Hashtag Big Black March. She bought a bunch of speakers. She's going to live stream it. And it's going to be this awesome playlist celebrating black music, black lives, and to really honor those we've sort of lost, not just this year, not just in the past 5 years, but just in general. So I want to shout that out again. Hashtag Big Black March.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for checking in.
Thank you, guys.
Hello. Who's this?
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. What's your name?
Anonymous. I don't want to say my name.
Okay, Anonymous. Get it off your chest.
All right. A lot of these parents want this stimulus check so bad, but I've witnessed people smoking their money up and not spending on their children. That's why I'm mad.
Okay.
How you know they spending their money on that? How you know?
I watched it. Getting drink, smoking, and not getting what the kids need. And I just feel disgusted.
Well, if people are doing that with their stimulus checks, yeah, I would be disgusted, too. I mean, that stimulus check is to make sure that your family's okay, that you can pay your rent, that you can have some food. Or even if you got a stimulus check and you get a little extra, throw it in a stock or two to make a little extra money off of that. That's what I would say. But, yeah, I'm with you, Mama.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, who's this?
This is Amanda.
Amanda, good morning. Get it off your chest.
Hi, I was just calling in to tell everybody. Remember, I called in like in February. I'll talk about my engagement and New York got shut down.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So we did our engagement in Niagara Falls. I got engaged yesterday. And I was like so surprised. I had no idea what was going on. Like, he really got me this time. Like, I knew what was going to happen in June. Like, when we went to New York City. But since we couldn't go, he figured out another way. And I had no idea. So I'm engaged, guys. I'm getting married.
Congratulations.
Congrats. Congrats.
Did you cry?
Yes, I did. I cried.
What's the lucky guy's name? What's the lucky guy's name?
Maurice.
Oh, is he with you?
My last name is going to be Miss Clark.
Is Maurice with you right now?
Mrs. Clark.
Yeah, he's here.
Let me speak to him.
Here you go.
What's up, Maurice?
Hey, what's up?
Congratulations, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
Maurice, we need you to sound a little more enthusiastic than this. Come on.
Yeah, I just woke up. I just returned the rental that we took to Niagara Falls.
Well, congratulations, Maurice.
Yes, so dope.
She cried. She was happy. Did you cry, Maurice?
No, I almost did. I held it back.
You held it back? She'd let it go, man.
She had no idea.
Were her nails done?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I made sure I got her nails done. She had no idea what I was talking about. I said, hey,
that's
just
important
get your nails
to
done.
Us. Yeah, you can't go ahead and post that picture with the ring and your nails aren't done right now. It's a difficult time.
Well, congratulations, Maurice.
Thank you.
All right, man. Have a good one.
You too.
Love is in the air. Love is everywhere.
You're ruining it.
I'm sorry. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, some of your favorite shows are pulling episodes and we'll tell you why and what shows those are.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, yes, a lot of virtual activity this weekend, and one thing was the Roots Picnic. That was a virtual festival that happened on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Now, amongst the performances was, of course, the Roots, her, Roddy Ricch, Little Baby, SZA, Kirk Franklin, Snow Allegra, Earth Gang, G Herbo, Polo G, D Nice, Music Soul Child. And Michelle Obama was there stressing voter registration. Here she is.
I want to remind everybody that we've got an election coming up. And it couldn't be more important that everybody makes their voice heard this time around. That's why I'm so proud and happy that the Roots Picnic has teamed up with When We All Vote, my nonpartisan voting initiative to increase voter participation in this and every election. And if you head to whenweallvote.org, you'll get all the tools and resources you need to make sure everyone you know is registered and ready to vote in this upcoming election.
I mean, she's right. We have to get out there and vote. We have to use our vote and make sure we pick the right president. Now, there was a lot going on. I didn't know the Roots Picnic was this weekend, and then Essence had something this weekend, and the BET Essence Awards. Festival. Yeah, there was so much going on. I had no clue. And that's the crazy part. I had no idea.
Right, so you can't, and there was another big festival that happened. There was like a lot. So
there's a lot going on.
A lot of activity, yes. And then tonight, I know we'll all be watching Jadakiss versus Fab. So at least that's something to do tonight. Now, besides all of that, though, Michelle Obama tweeted out that I hope everyone has fun at the Roots Picnic. Tune in now to watch the show. And they actually teamed up with We All Vote. So you can go to weall.vote/RootsPicnic if you want to see that.
Gotcha.
All right. All right. Now, Prince, you know Prince, my favorite artist of all time. Well, they're very selective on who has access to Prince's catalog. And now TikTok is bringing his full catalog to the platform.
Really?
Yeah, that was crazy, right? So they have an account, an official account for Prince. It's prince.4.ever.
That's weird, because I didn't, you know, he was very tight with his music and very, very strange with how he wanted his music portrayed and displayed. I don't think
Well, he likes having control.
You think Prince would want to do a TikTok?
I have no idea, but I will tell you, you can get a tour of Paisley Park. That's his estate and his studio. And this is all going live today at noon.
I guess the estate was like, you know what? We're going to make this bread. But I don't know if Prince would want that. I thought that was the whole thing with Prince. Like, he wanted his music put out in a certain way. I don't know.
Listen, we'll never know what he would or wouldn't have wanted just because, yeah, absolutely, what can we say? All right. Now, let's discuss episodes that are getting pulled from streaming services right now. The Golden Girls, they actually have pulled an episode because of a scene depicting blackface. That's crazy, right? Golden Girls had a blackface scene.
It's
called Mixed Blessings. That is, yeah, that is. And shout out to my girl, Natina. That's like her favorite show.
Really?
Yes. So in the episode, I guess what happens is there's a wedding that's going to happen, and Bea Arthur's character worries about the wedding because of the age difference, and Lorraine's family disapproves of their daughter marrying a white man, and attempts are made on both sides to call the whole thing off. And Lorraine's family gets there just as Betty White's character and Blanche are trying a new mud facial treatment. And as they greet their new guest, they say, "This is mud on our faces. We're not really black." So,
wow. I don't remember. That was one of the shows that I think I did watch a couple of times. Like, I tell everybody that.
It was growing always up, on.
Yeah, my family was like, of course my family's black, but they're like black. Like, we only watch black shows, only listen to black music. That's just what my parents did. And we really didn't watch too many other shows. The other shows that we watched, probably Married with Children and every once in a while Golden Girls. Other than that, it was, you know, 227. It was Family Matters. It was The Cosby Show. It was Good Times. It was, you know, all those shows.
What's Happening?
Yeah, What's Happening.
And then, of course, What's Happening Now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Office also removed a scene that featured a character in blackface from a season 9 episode, but they left the rest of the episode intact. And an entire episode of Community has been pulled from Netflix's library. Also, in the season 2 episode, there's a blackface scene in there as he's showing up to a Dungeons & Dragons game and playing a dark elf. All right, and last but not least, Rolling Stones is threatening to sue Donald Trump for using their songs at rallies, so they're threatening legal action. They said their team has joined with music rights organization BMI to stop the use of their material in Trump's re-election campaign. Don't you have to get that cleared?
I'm not sure, because didn't he use T.I.'s music at one time, going at Biden? Didn't Donald Trump
I don't think that you can just use any song that you want at a campaign, especially when the artists who make the song don't want you to.
We're talking Donald Trump here. Donald Trump says what he wants to say. He does what he wants to do. He has no rhyme or reason to what he does. He just does it. He does not care.
Well, they said if he continues to play this, he'll face a lawsuit for breaking the embargo and playing music that has not been licensed.
My goodness.
Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. And also next hour, Jadakiss and Fabolous will be checking in. We'll talk to them about their versus battle tonight. It should be a great one. So it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Oh, boy. Yee's dropping her mic. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Let me shout out to everybody that came out to my webinar. I did a webinar over the weekend. We had over 2,000 people. Well, you know, come to the webinar, I should say. We had over 2,000 people just talking about everything real estate. We had a hard money lender breaking that down. We had different agents in different markets from New York, New Jersey, Chicago, Atlanta, Tennessee, breaking it down, real estate in each market. It was so many people on the line, so I appreciate you guys for stopping through. You got your mic ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm just going to hold it right now.
All right. Well, let's get in some front page news.
Yes, and now let's talk about Donald Trump. Russian military intelligence unit secretly offered cash to Taliban militants for successful attacks on troops in Afghanistan. And Donald Trump has said that he did not believe that was credible, and therefore it was not reported to him. So he tweeted out that it was possibly another fabricated Russian hoax. So he has come under pressure to explain why he had not heard about the Russia offer, even though U.S. security officials have been weighing a response to the plot since at least March. He said, "Nobody briefed or told me Vice President Mike Pence or Chief of Staff Mark Meadows about the so-called attacks on our troops in Afghanistan by Russians. Everybody is denying it, and there have not been many attacks on us. So that's his explanation.
So he said he didn't know. He said that if he would have known, he would have definitely did something.
He wasn't briefed.
Yeah, he wasn't briefed. Okay.
And he's also saying that it just is not true because everyone's denying it.
Gotcha.
All right. Now, coronavirus. Governor Greg Abbott in Texas has ordered Texas bars to close again, and restaurants have to reduce to 50% occupancy as coronavirus spreads. Coronavirus numbers are up in every single state except for two. Those two states are Connecticut and Rhode Island. Those are the only two U.S. states that are reporting a decline in new coronavirus cases. In Florida, the state's surge in cases in the past week was the result, they said, of people testing more. That's what the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, is saying. But a lot of people are saying that's not true. It's, you see what's going on. There's a lot of people on the beaches. And now Florida County's beaches will be closed for July 4th weekend. Mayors in Miami and Fort Lauderdale have announced those beach closures as well as Palm Beach County.
Yeah, I've been seeing, you know, a lot of places open, and I see a lot of people outside. They're not taking it serious. They're not wearing masks. I've been seeing clubs. I've been seeing restaurants. I've been seeing bars. And this is all over the country. I mean, people need to take this serious, because what's going to happen is you just had 2 weeks of fun, and now you're going to be back in the crib, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be, you can't make money to pay for mortgage. It's going to be hard to pay for food again. We really got to be smart. And I understand people still have to work, and people still want to go out and party a little bit, but we got to be smart with it, guys. I swear, we have
to. Yeah, social distancing, still wearing your mask. Washing your hands all the time, sanitizing, all of those things are still really important. You can't just be all up on people like that.
Absolutely.
All right, and the NBA season is going to be back, and that's going to be in Florida. So that'll be interesting. That starts back up on Thursday, July 30th at Disney's Wide World of Sports Complex in Orlando. The WNBA is starting back up again, too, at the end of July, by the way. So there will be a maximum of 7 games per day. Tip-offs will range from noon Eastern to 9 p.m. Eastern. There's 3 total courts. 2 of those courts will be set up for nationally televised games. So the top 8 teams in each conference were selected, along with 6 teams, 5 in the Western Conference, 1 in the Eastern Conference, that were within 6 games of the 8th seed in their respective conference when the season was suspended. The season's been suspended since March 11th.
Yeah, so they're going to quarantine all the players and family, so nobody will be able to leave that resort. My only problem is, I'm sure there's a lot of people that you know, you're supposed to be quarantined for 14 days. So is everybody going to quarantine for 14 days before they play? Because in all different sports, people have been catching it, whether it's baseball or it's UFC. People, you know, there's been people or players with COVID. So, you know, will that affect what they do? I hope not, but we'll definitely see.
Well, I know they'll be testing them, and then they have those bands that they have to be wearing to test their temperature and all of that. So, and they're not supposed to leave once they're there. You can't go anywhere.
Right.
So that's the way they're trying to contain things, because all it takes is for one person to have it, and then everyone could get it.
And then everybody gets it, yeah.
All right. And, you know, a lot of people have also been talking about the NBA and whether or not they should go back to work, just because they don't want to be a distraction from everything that's going on right now with Black Lives Matter, with police brutality, with the protesting that's been happening. Well, now they're saying what they are in talks to do is to allow NBA players to show their commitment to the cause and understanding of its platform. And they're considering letting players swap out their last names on their jerseys. Those last names will be swapped out in exchange for social messages that will be stitched to the back of their jerseys. That way it's front and center. As you watch the game, you can't be distracted because it's in your face.
And I think that's great. I think allowing the players to speak on what they want to speak on by expressing it through their jersey, I think is absolutely positively great. I can't wait for the season to start.
All right, and Cam Newton has reached a one-year deal with the Patriots. They've reached an incentive deal. That contract is worth up to $7.5 million.
Right, that's great. I can't wait to see. Like, it's crazy because I really hate the Patriots. I'm a Giants fan, and I hate.
As you should. That means they're doing their job.
I hate anything in New England. I hate the Red Sox. I hate the Patriots. But I want to see him do well. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited for him.
So now you're a Patriots fan?
I'm not a Patriots fan. I never said I was a Patriots fan. I said I want to see Cam Newton do well, but I'm not a Patriots fan.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, of course, versus tonight, Jadakiss versus Fabulous. Who you got, huh? Who you think's going to win? Well, they'll be checking in when we come back. We'll talk to both of them about the battle tonight. I'm going to get them up early. I called them up early this morning to get their asses up. So we're going to talk to them when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso,
I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson. Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question is going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, tonight, it goes down at 8 p.m., the Versus Battle with my two guys, Jadakiss and Fabolous. They're on the line right now. What up, guys?
What's up? What's up?
Good morning.
Morning, morning. Now, how did this battle come together? What were the phone calls like? Because you guys are brothers. You guys have done albums. You guys go on the road. So what was the phone call for this battle?
Swish called us a while back, called us a few weeks back, and he tried to cram it in before the Alicia Keys and John Legend joint. But we was like, come on, dog, you calling us, and then you want us to be ready to do it in like 2 days or something. Then it was Father's Day, it was hot. We like, yo, are the people still, you know, is it the same feel down that people's outside a little bit?
Right.
So we didn't do it initially, then John Legend and Alicia did it. Then he called us both back. And of course, we got on the phone with each other like, yo, you want to do it? You want, you know what I'm saying? We both had a lot of the same issues with the internet, you know, no Teddy Riley. So we're going to be there together. That should help it. You know what I mean? It should help the situation. But we'll see. The people... Bunch of people we know going crazy. Bunch of people we don't know. Everybody going crazy except me and him.
Yeah, everybody got a playlist. Everybody got what you should play.
Are y'all gonna be in the room? Are y'all gonna be in the room together?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was one of the ways they wanted to do it, because I think for Instagram, it's been having a little problems with people doing separate separate places connecting on the two-way kind of vibe. Right. So I think they wanted it, which I think from what I've seen, Together has been the smoothest, you know, the smoothest sound for audio and, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What's been your favorite battle so far before this one?
I kind of like all of them for the most part. Some were better because of the audio, I guess. But
yeah.
I think they all was cool, really. I don't.
But you got to have a favorite. Not that they wasn't all cool, but which one was like the most entertaining? Because sometimes you take cues and see how other people did it and you like, yo, that was dope.
I like Lil Jon and T-Pain. All of them was cool, like you said, but, you know, a lot of them had some sound audio difficulties, which caused memes and caused you to lose focus of the verses and just start, you know.
Yeah, I was tapping out sometimes when it goes left, I tap out. Like, you need the energy to keep flowing for you to, you know what I'm saying?
They'd be like, we'll be back in an hour. And you're like, damn it, I don't know if I'm coming back.
Yeah.
And with this battle, do you guys have rules and regulations as far as brothers? Like, because Jadakiss, he got records with Lox. He got records left. He got so many records. Then he's a writer for so many artists. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
He's got a million records too, dude.
I ain't really had no rules. Like, you know what I mean?
Anything you wrote, we both got trillions of songs. It just, when you play it and what do you play?
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
Do you start with Freddie versus Jason songs? Like, how are y'all going to, do you know how you're going to start?
I heard you saying that on the radio. We should start like that.
Yeah, I think that's nice because it is a celebration of each other. Obviously, y'all are super cool with each other, so.
This is a celebration, but this is a
battle. Yeah, I mean, maybe. Yeah, I don't know about that
because I feel like that's something they heard with us together. I guess, you know, we kind of trying to celebrate our catalogs.
Catalogs, yeah.
Definitely, I think, even besides Freddie versus Jason, we've had a few songs that we were on together. You know what I'm saying? And that was just so recent. You know what I'm saying? That was a few years ago. So
yeah, it's too new.
Oh, so it's mostly throwbacks.
I guess. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else who did it, they played they records that you know of their catalog or you familiar with, and you know, that's what I thought Versus really is. Like, you know, just celebrating the catalog, you know.
People
I mean?
Come with us. Yo, you gonna play that joint from 89? Nobody else ain't played it. Why are you asking me about some of these old ass records?
Yeah. That's the craziest part, because it's everybody got their own playlist. It's gonna be like an NCAA bracket. Like, everybody got their own list of what they think you should play and what you should play to get whatever reaction, but it's really unsure to completely tell what you should play. It's just, I mean, you know what you're gonna play, but it's no recipe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's no set recipe. Mm-hmm. Just using all of the seasons in front of you.
Yeah.
We had a whole debate on whether you should play like all the hits or do you play like some of the freestyles and stuff that wasn't like big radio songs, but might have been big songs in the street. Like, it's a hard thing because y'all both got way more than 20
songs.
There
you go. You're the first person who touched the surface of what's really going on here.
You know, I don't want to like over talk the battle before the battle even happens, so to say. But like, you know what I mean? It's so many layers to our catalog. You know what I'm saying? You just got to pick the right records, and then it's you playing for the audience too, because it's really like, not just a same way when you go to a show, you know what I mean? You might do some songs that, you know, that work in certain areas that, you know what I mean? It's just like, you know, you got to just put it together the way you want to put it together. That's it.
I was going to ask because, you know, when I was watching the Nelly battle, Nelly played a couple records that I think he just played for himself. Because that's a DJ I didn't know. I was like, what record is this? And he's rocking. And I'm thinking to myself, with this battle, do you play a record that was just regional, that was just big on this coast? And maybe people on the South might not know. And how do you plan it out? Do you think, you know what, when Jada plays this record, I'm going to play this record? Or when Fab plays this record, I'm going to play this record? Or is it just like, nah, I'm just coming, whatever, whatever? Got to be some type of strategy.
I think both. I think, but it is a strategy, but it's still, it's like how a boxer get in the ring, too. He got to, you know what I mean? You can strategize and plan for everything until you get in the ring. You know what I'm saying?
You got to be able to counter. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to play something equivalent or something that give the same kind of feel, or you could switch the whole cards like spades and throw another suit out. But you know, never really know what's gonna happen till you get in the ring.
All right, when we come back, we got more with Jadakiss and Fab. Let's get into a mini mix. All right, now this is just some of the records that they're going to get on tonight. I'm going to go through them fast. This is the mini mix. Fab, Jadakiss, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was a Fabulous and Jadakiss mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Fabulous and Jadakiss. Yee?
Another exciting thing people have been doing is debuting new music. So, gotta ask y'all, you guys planning to drop a new song we haven't heard yet?
I mean, it's possible. I think y'all want us to give y'all the battle before the battle.
Okay, that's a yes.
It's possible. I don't want to make everybody expectations to something that, you know what I mean? It is what it is, really. Like, they got to tune in. You know
now,
what I mean?
About the freestyles? Are the freestyles off limit? Because, you know, you guys both do freestyles out the ass or used to. Are freestyles involved in this too?
I thought it was anything, but I don't know. That's when it can get, you know, freestyles sometimes are like he just said. It might be something that was only a big freestyle in a certain region.
But like,
I mean, this is the whole world. Look, this ain't just like Yonkers in Brooklyn looking at it. Right. It's all over. It's everywhere. It's Apple Music. So, you know.
Yeah, you got to put the best representation of yourself. Like, you can't get caught up in like a trying to play for one
please the
or region or please your hood or like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a different, to me, that's what Versus seemed like when I looked at it where everybody plays. They play
the best representation. Like, they only asking me and him to play an ancient freestyle from.
But they're classic, though. You know, see, a lot of...
No, that's why... That's
but you just said with Nelly, you just said the same thing with Nelly. You said Nelly played something that you ain't know. Somebody knew it, or he felt some... You know what I mean? Like,
but, for instance, right? Jada going at Beanie Siegel. The old mixtape. But that's a classic freestyle.
I wouldn't play that. I wouldn't. People been telling me, yo, you should play the 50 Cent record... I'm like, where do you see that suitable to play in this Versus, though?
They'll confuse you because they be telling you, yo, you should play this, you should play that. Our catalogs are so deep also. Everybody got their personal favorites. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what we are looking forward to is hearing some stories we haven't heard before. So I know we'll hear a lot of those. So I think that'll be really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Do y'all like the stories? Do y'all ever get to a point where y'all feel like it's too much talking and you just want the music to play?
It's got to be a balance. Mm-hmm. It's got to be a balance.
I think it got to be a nice, short, and sweet. If you start going on and then you start seeing the comments, play the damn record.
Right.
And it's got to be a good story. It can't, you know what I'm saying? Like something that you'd be like, damn, I never knew that. That's dope. Mm-hmm. It can't just be every song got a story to it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do want to hear some stories, like some of the records that you guys made. I would love to know how they came about, how y'all hooked up with certain artists. I would love to hear those stories. Like, I love to hear the Jadakiss Big story and when they recorded that record and y'all fell asleep and when y'all woke up and came back, the record was done. Like, I like to hear those stories or the first time, you know, you did a record with Lil Wayne and how that came about. And, like, I love those type of stories because people don't necessarily all the time hear the backstory.
I'll get that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who was originally on this song and things like that that we might not have ever known before. You know, I think it's just always good. That gives us stuff to talk about. So we're looking forward to watching y'all tonight. I'll be up with a drink.
That's right. Tonight at 8 p.m. And then for you guys out there that don't know, me and Clue are doing the after party. So all the records that they don't play, all the freestyles that they say.
See that? That's appropriate right there.
Right. That's a good thing. So that all the people who... feel like they had songs they thought you should have played.
They got slided out of some joints. They get to hear it there. Yeah. Go right over there and hear your favorite ancient freestyle.
Now, have any of your peers called y'all and be like, yo, without saying names, but like, yo, you need to play this or you need to make sure you play this.
I know. I got 40 billion Texas DMs, all type of letters in a bottle. I'm sure he got all of the same stuff.
Yeah, it's same crazy. Thing. I'm wondering if everybody else who ever did this got this or like it's just
I'm thinking they want to put a little spice to it or a little street edge with me and Fab.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think nobody who did it is getting the calls in the peanut gallery. It's crazy.
talk about getting outfits ready for it. And like, you know what I mean? I see it all kind of get the paper towels and they talking about everything.
That is true too. I mean, it's, you know what it is people have been having this argument and conversation for a long time between both of y'all spitting bars. So the fact that y'all did an album and now the fact that y'all doing this, people really get to have that barbershop talk. Like, I think Jadakiss is hotter. I think Fab is hotter. So this is a best conversation because with all the battles and all the verses that we've seen, they've all been great. But this is something that people have been talking about for years. So
but
people,
you know what's crazy to me is that I didn't see this much back and forth when we actually did the project. Kind of. I didn't see this like
when
this.
We was doing this, the album, man, it wasn't none of this.
It's now that the verses, it's like people just turned it into a real, like it's the Super Bowl for them or something.
Well, Envy, let me ask you a question. Let's just say, right, you're doing a freestyle once a week on The Breakfast Club, and you ask Jadakiss to give you a freestyle, and you ask Fab, who is going to give it to you first, and who is going to come through at the last second with that freestyle?
You want me to answer that, Kiss?
He's going to give it to him first. Fab is going to give it to him first. You know that.
Who's going to take the longest?
Jadakiss would do a freestyle Friday, right? And every Friday, he would give me a freestyle. Freestyle was supposed to be played at 9 a.m. Jadakiss would send it to me at 8:59:37.
You know why it became crazy like this?
Yeah.
I used to have wild stuff. The dude did it like, yo, you can't, your comments, I'm looking forward to this. I can put up, I just came from a funeral. I don't care about that. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it do. That's what happened. It really did. Like everything that he's saying when you do them, like everybody just focus on that. And it's like,
they don't care about nothing else, man.
You know, rest in peace, Ice Pick. I would call Jadakiss phone. I would call Ice Pick phone. I would call everybody for if I had Jadakiss' son, I would call his son. Whatever I had to do to get it, and then at 30 seconds before I had to play it, it would come right through.
Right.
Fab a little different. I'll pull up at Fab crib in a second and ring his doorbell like, bro, come on. So none of y'all gonna be late tonight. I'm just making sure because y'all both have a tendency of being late sometimes.
I'm out now. Y'all got us up early in the morning. We up. I'm ready.
I'm about to go work out with Ray Rice. About to go do a 7-mile walk to the dam, the Kensico Dam. Start my day.
All right. Well, tonight, 8 p.m., we appreciate you guys for checking and calling. We look forward to this battle. I'll be there. Good luck, fellas. I hope you guys pick the right records tonight. A lot of fun.
All the records are the right records, man.
We're
going to have a good time tonight.
No doubt, man. Be there or be square. All
right. Jadakiss, Fabulous. Appreciate y'all. It's the breakfast. Right. Come on. Okay,
happy birthday to Charlamagne, too, man.
Yeah, happy birthday, Charlamagne. Happy
birthday, shout out to Charlamagne.
He took his birthday off, though. You know what I mean?
He'll be there tonight. He's ready for this.
No doubt.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk the BET Awards.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Yes, so last night was BET's first ever virtual awards, hosted by Amanda Seales. Now things kicked off with a Fight the Power performance that included Nas, YG, Rhapsody, Black Thought, and of course Chuck D was there on hand. Now here, and Public Enemy. So here is Nas's verse.
The information age got them seeing what's really wrong with these racist days. I honor the strong and pity the weak. Your thoughts run your life, be careful what you think. Haiti beat France in century 17. Salute Toussaint and Dessalines. And I do love France, know what I mean? It's the system I'm talking, nobody's agreeing. They say it's suicide when dead bodies are swinging. Cowards are hunting black men, that's what I'm seeing. How many toasters have been burnt down? And once Central Park was a thriving black town. Yo, Chuck, I'm fighting the power right now. Thanks to you, Flav, and P.E. putting it down.
Also, here is YG.
Fighting power like it's a hot dog. Born to fight, I made it off the block though. Thought he had a gun and he was black, that's the combo. The police killed George having a convo. They killed Malcolm X, they killed Dr. King. They gave us guns and dope, they wanna stop a king. Trying to erase our history, stop and think. History class ain't tell us about Juneteenth.
They both killed it.
All killed it. That's so powerful. Like, I really enjoyed that. I thought that was an amazing, excellent way to kick off the show, right?
Definitely dope. Definitely, definitely dope.
Now, it's also a big night for Amanda Seales, who hosted the whole thing. A lot of amazing outfit changes, great looks, funny dialogue, but also powerful given the time period that we're in. And she wants to let y'all know, okay, she is a person that should have been hosting this year's awards show for a variety of different reasons. But here is part of Amanda Seales' monologue to open up the show.
And that's precisely why we had to do the awards, because we deserve a break. And when I say we, I mean all us Black folks watching the kneeling, the gratuitous kente cloth, the I take responsibility vids, and saying to ourselves, wow, y'all goofy. Because America is acting brand new about racism, like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was doing all them speeches for album interludes. Tonight's cause is not only to give accolades, but also to celebrate 40 years of BET. And because we're all still in the house, we can get 40 years of BET stars. Terry Crews couldn't make it. Not surprised.
Yeah, she killed it. She did a great job with the outfit changes, with from going into the Rap City booth to just being a great host, man. She killed
it. A lot of throwbacks. Yeah, Rap City. That was really dope. So, yes, congratulations to Amanda Seales. I'm sure they'll have her back to host again when it's live as well. Because it's not easy to imagine hosting a virtual show. There's no audience. You're telling your jokes. You're like, okay, I need somebody to say something.
Yeah, no, they did a great job. She did a great job as a host, and BET did a great job with all the content. It was a good show. Great show.
All right. In addition to that, Beyonce got the Humanitarian Award and was presented to her by Michelle Obama. Here's Michelle Obama.
I am here today to talk about the Queen. Ever since she was a little girl in Houston, Beyonce Knowles Carter has been lighting up the stages and gracing the world with her talent. You can see it in everything she does, from her music that gives voice to Black joy and Black pain, to her activism that demands justice for Black lives, paving a path for new artists who are trying to navigate the music industry. You inspire me. You inspire all of us.
Yes, and go here, out there and vote.
And here is Beyonce.
Thank you so much for this beautiful honor. I want to dedicate this award to all of my brothers out there, all of my sisters out there inspiring me, marching and fighting for change. Continue to change and dismantle a racist and unequal system. We have to continue to do this together, continue to fight for each other and lift each other up, because there are people banking on us staying at home during local elections and primaries happening in states across the country. We have to vote like our life depends on it, because it does.
She doubles down with the go out there and vote.
Mm-hmm. Gotta let them know. Now, Marseille Martin, I don't understand how people come for this girl. First of all, I thought she was super cute when she went on, but apparently people were on Twitter talking crazy. And she posted on Twitter, sorry, some of y'all don't like my hair or teeth, which are my actual teeth, by the way. Good thing I don't put my effort into trying to please everyone. I like it. Child, I'm 16 this year. Let me live. I'm trying to stay sane in quarantine, enjoy the BET Awards. And here's what else she had to say.
So I was on Twitter, and a lot of people have been addressing my hair and how it looks like a grandma's wig. But I'm sorry to anyone that I offended or haven't gotten to your expectations about how I'm supposed to be. And I apologize. And I'm sorry. Y'all, we are in quarantine and we got more things to focus on than just my hair. Justice for Breonna Taylor.
I mean, her parents are raising her right. That young lady is secure, and I love it. I love the fact that she's so cute and amazing, and she is cute. And she's beautiful. She looks amazing. So for everybody that's hating on that young woman, F y'all.
Y'all should feel disgusting about your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, now Anthony Mackie is calling out Marvel for their diversity issues, including for Black Panther. He's played the superhero 7 times throughout the Disney movies. He's known for playing Falcon in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Mm-hmm. And for Variety's Actors on Actors issue, he talked about the lack of diversity and representation in Marvel's films. He said, when the Falcon and the Winter Soldier comes out, I'm the lead. When Snowpiercer came out, you're the lead. We have the power and the ability to ask those questions. It really bothered me that I've done 7 Marvel movies where every producer, every director, every stunt person, every costume designer, every PA, every single person has been white. We've had 1 Black producer. His name was Nate Moore. He produced Black Panther. But then when you do Black Panther, you have a Black director, Black producer, a Black costume designer, a Black stunt choreographer. So he said, I'm like, that's more racist than anything else, because if you can only hire the black people for the black movie, are you saying they're not good enough when you have a mostly white cast? So he's pushing for Marvel to make some changes. According to Anthony Mackie, he said, my big push with Marvel is hire the best person for the job. Even if it means we're going to get the best two women, we're going to get the best two men. Fine. I'm cool with those numbers for the next 10 years because it starts to build a new generation of people who can put something on their resume to get them other jobs. Right. So, well said. And that's for him to say all of that, knowing that he works with Marvel and everything, mm-hmm. and that he's been in the movie 7 times, you know, that is somebody who's speaking up and asking for you to make a difference.
Right. Yeah, you know, I'm not a big Marvel fan, comic book fan, so I really don't watch Marvel or those series. So I couldn't tell you who's the lead, who's not the lead. I've never been into Marvel comics. It's just never been my thing.
You just saw Black Panther like everyone else, right?
I just seen Black Panther. I wanted to take my kids to see Black Panther. But other than that, these Marvel movies come out all the time. I couldn't tell you if Spider-Man, Batman, Wonder Woman, or Green Lantern. I don't know if they Marvel or what's the other one?
DC.
I have no clue. No idea.
All right. Well, we're here. Maybe this is a good time to catch up on all that. You can start from the beginning. What's the first one you have to watch if you're watching all the Marvel movies?
You know what? I'm just not interested in it. As a kid, you know, my parents never really bought me Marvel comics. We were out and about. Like, they took me out, and I was never into it. Now, I can't see my kids stopping to read comics. They do so many different things. I'd rather have them outside playing. But I don't know. That's just me. I just was never into it.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051, Charlamagne is out. Today is his birthday. So we're opening up the phone lines and letting you give Donkey of the Day to whoever you want. So 800-585-1051, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get Donkey of the Day, please tell me?
I have become Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is David.
David, good morning. What's going on, brother?
Ain't nothing much, man. Good morning. So how y'all doing?
We doing good.
Good.
Man.
How are you?
Doing good.
Who you want to give Donkey to, brother?
I'm trying to get Donkey today to the mother of my child, man. I've been taking care of my baby by myself about 3 years now, man. It's just ridiculous how, you know what I'm saying, she just not there. Like, if we stay in the same city and everything, and she don't even, like, see her child, like, it'd be months and months and months before she even call her or anything.
That's crazy.
Like,
That's terrible.
Yeah, tell me about it. So I'm one of the rare commodities, I guess you want to say.
Damn it, man.
You don't really hear about no father just doing it by herself anyway, with right. No mother at all, period. Nobody around.
What happened with her? Like, what went down?
Me and her separated. We was together for about 4 years, and then we ended up separating. And after she went her way, the way we separated, like, we had a house together, and my name was on the lease, and she left, you know, because my name was on the lease. So mm-hmm. She left the baby with me. She moved to a hotel, and ever since then, though, know, she been like just absent. Like I can't really explain it. It's so much to it. Like, you know, she's just not there at all. Like, she comes up with a whole bunch of excuses for why whenever she can't get her. She might tell me she gonna get her one day, and say she gonna keep her, and then all of a sudden, you know, I don't hear from her. Like, it's crazy.
Well, you keep hugging that baby, man. You keep loving that baby.
And that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm going to do, man.
All right, brother.
So I'm right now, so I'm getting ready to go to work.
All
right.
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Sharita.
Hey, Sharita. Who you want to give Donkey to?
Felicia.
What Felicia do to you?
Well, she don't never answer the phone to me, honey. This is my best friend. Like, she needs to
answer
the phone.
Why do you think she don't answer for you? Are you always,
she got
like,
a man. She got a man.
Yeah, because she do.
And you ain't got a man.
Yeah, I got a man, too.
You just don't like your man.
Sometimes.
Maybe she, how's your energy when you call her, though? Are you always complaining?
No, I don't complain all the time.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, sometimes we be like, I don't want that energy. So maybe you need to be a little more upbeat and not always go into your problems. And sometimes it's good to call your friend just to check on her and let her vent to you and see how she's doing and come with that energy. Because sometimes it gets draining when your friends call you all the time and it's always a problem.
Oh, girl, I'll be having a problem all the time.
Well, she happy okay. with her man. You got to go get happy yeah. with your man. Don't be calling when yeah. they out and about. You the third wheel.
That's right, Envy.
Well, damn.
Even your man says so. Spend some time with your man.
Tell him to spend some time with me.
Sound like y'all together right now.
And he's supposed to be on my side.
Okay, I'm on your side, girl. Yes. So give your friend Donkey of the Day.
All right. Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
It's Dre from Virginia.
What's up, brother? Who you want to give Donkey to?
I want to give Donkey of the Day to this homeowner in Virginia Beach.
What they do?
I'm a contractor, and I mark utility lines. I got to his house. He thought I was a black man and didn't want no more work marks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yep. That's so all you, I want to do, man.
You mark the property, so you do the lines for the house to see how far the house goes back and all that, right?
Well, if they want to do like a fence or something,
right.
I mark to make sure I hit the power, the Cox, or the Verizon.
Right, I got you. You should write Black Lives Matter right on the street in front of his house.
Say no more. Say my last
name. Nah, don't do that. Don't do that.
No, yeah, I don't know.
Because that's a public street, so you could. It's not his property, but you just write BLM right on the street in front of his house.
Yeah, or put him on blast. Put him on blast. What's his name?
I don't even remember his name. I just remember the address. I tried to get out of there.
All right. Okay. Well, don't give the address because we can get sued. But thank you, brother.
Stay safe.
All right. You know what was crazy? It's funny that he said that. There was a guy in my neighborhood with a Trump flag up. He put a Trump flag up a couple of days ago, and I didn't see it yesterday. And I wondered if somebody ripped it down or he took it down, but that flag is definitely not there anymore. Mm. And I ain't going to front.
You took it down?
No, I didn't take it down. I wanted to, though. I ain't even going to front. I wanted to rip it down, but he has a right to put whatever he want to put on his house. But I wonder why it came down. All right, well, that was Donkey of the Day. But let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. How do you look at somebody if they're a Trump supporter? Let's open up the phone lines and talk about it. You know the song, Knuck If You Buck, of course, from Crime Mob. One of the members of Crime Mob is an actual Trump supporter. So people are saying,
Lil J.
Should the song be canceled? So let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. How do you look at a Trump supporter? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we open up the phone lines. We're asking if you know somebody's a Trump supporter, do you, how do you feel about that? Do you still mess with them?
I think it depends on what it is. I can't see myself being cool with somebody who I know would support somebody that's, you know, supports white supremacy and doesn't denounce it and has done harmful things to the black community. So that makes it difficult for me to understand why you would think that person is a good person and support. Now, I can't tell anybody who to vote for, but if you're very vocal in that, I think that would probably lead to a lot of arguments.
You know, but I was talking to my daughter about this the other day. But, you know, a lot of people voted for Trump for different reasons, not necessarily because of how he feels, but because of his policies. Like, they feel that Trump will cut taxes for people. So that's why they voted for him. They feel like Trump will do things like support the NRA, and maybe they're a gun supporter, or they think that Trump will give us rebates and if you have businesses in the U.S. So people vote for Trump for different reasons. You know,
well, it's just forward,
what reason do you do, you know?
I understand before he was president, you might have thought maybe been more optimistic. But now seeing what has happened moving forward, are you saying I would vote for him again? Is a whole nother story.
Yeah, that is true. And like I tell you, some people vote for their own personal reasons. For me, I vote for, really, I'll be honest with you, I vote for my community. I want to see my community do better.
Right now, we're in a crisis.
Yeah, of course. Me getting tax cuts and tax breaks and all that stuff for my business would be great. But how does that benefit my community? It doesn't benefit my community. I need my community to be benefited. And if that doesn't benefit my community, then I don't need it, you know? So
we just see so many racist people feeling empowered right now. And we see how divisive things have been, and we see no true leadership. And right. So I think that makes it really difficult to even justify how you can say, well, I get some tax breaks.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. And every time I see a Trump flag, it irks me. It like really makes me upset. And I don't know why. And of course, everybody has their right to vote for whoever they want to vote for. They have the right to put whatever flag they want in their yard. But every time I see that flag, it makes me feel white supremacy. Every time I see it, that's how I feel. That's the taste I have in my mouth. And I really dislike it. But let's go to the phone lines.
We just know what type of person you are then. That's all.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, let me ask you a question. If you know somebody's a Trump supporter, how do you feel about them as a person?
So, at first, it wasn't a problem with me. Like, I was like, okay, whatever. They can support whoever they want to. Until
right.
the whole Black Lives Matter thing came about with George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
So, I watched him on Facebook, said nothing. As soon as Trump get on there and do his whole law and order, they got so much to say. And it's like, yeah, we support the protesters, but it's no but. Like, come on. But before,
right.
quiet as a mouse, wouldn't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's over here supporting. He wants to keep these monuments and statues up of people who were white supremacists and racist and oppressive. I don't even understand how, as a human being right now, you can't say, you know what?
He's wrong.
Let's make
like,
this.
Mm-hmm. You like Black Lives Matter, but it's no but at this point. Like, all lives
yeah.
can't matter until Black Lives Matter. Point blank. Period.
Yeah, I people that support Trump, it's just I just don't necessarily want you in my circle. That's my honest truth. And yeah, you have the right to support who you want to support and put whatever flag you want to put on there. But when I see the way that he treats our people, talks to our people, he retweeted somebody that said white supremacy, and like he says and does wild-ish. Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name is Malcolm out of VA, man. I just want to say good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning, Angelina. I listen to y'all every day. I'm from New York, Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying?
Brooklyn.
So we're asking if you know a Donald Trump supporter, how do you feel about them as a person?
Well, I'll be honest with you now. You know what I'm saying? This is a good friend of mine I've known for years. I mean, I watch his kids. He's watched my kids.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I'll say, we have a big difference when it comes to political opinions, but we still respect each other's values.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. At the same time, like I tell him, I said, I'm not big on Trump. You know, Ever since Central Park issue, I was like,
Central Park 5.
I can't respect him. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can't respect him because, you know, at the end of the day, he you know, contaminated a whole jury pool. And them boys weren't able to get a fair trial.
Correct.
You know?
Right.
So,
and he can't even own up to that to this day. He can't even just say,
yeah,
you know what?
Day, he won't own up to it. He won't own up to it
right.
at all. You know, so first of all, I want to say I'm an essential worker. So I've seen that the worst people I've had to deliver to for Amazon, to me, have been Trump supporters.
Mm.
Everybody mm-hmm. else on the average, I stop by. They say, I thank you. You know, we appreciate you. You know, everything. But every time I stopped at a house that has a Trump flag in front of it, they always give me a nasty look.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, yo, I don't even want to have to deliver it to you.
I feel you.
Take it back. You won't get it for another couple days.
I love it. And let me tell you something. I will say this. Like,
you,
as
bro.
Trump supporters are coming at me and going hard on social media, I enjoy it. I'm like, please, be mad. And I think for me, as long as I feel like I'm on the right side of things and I'm moving with how I feel in my heart, and if you have a problem with that, then I'm happy. I'm happy we're not on the same side. I'm happy we don't agree. I'm cool
yeah,
with
I
that.
Am too.
I'm great with it.
800-585-1051. If you see somebody's supporting Trump, how does that make you feel about the person? Do you ride with them? Or can they still be your friends? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Trump supporters out there. If you know a Trump supporter, how does that make you feel about the person? Crime Mob, one of the members in Crime Mob, is a Trump supporter. So, of course, they tried to cancel Nuck If You Buck the record. You know, driving around areas, you see Trump flags all over the place. How does that make you feel? For myself, it just gives me an eerie feeling. Like, you know, I see what Trump has done for our people. I see what he says about our people. He doesn't give a F about Black people. I mean, it's obvious. It's my opinion. But how does that make you feel? Hello, who's this?
This is Rob calling.
Hey, Rob, what's going on?
So I wanted to sound off about my whole Crime Mob chick loving Trump.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing. Like Angela Rye says, not all kinfolk are kinfolk. Like, I know mm-hmm. we're supposed to hear all sides of the story, all sides of opinion. That's how we learn. But come on now. You have to be, like, less than... You have to be, don't want to call it stupid, but less than smart to support a person like that. Come on now. What is that?
Right.
This is crazy to me. This is crazy to me. And my question for her would be, what is he doing for you? What has he done for you? Honestly, what has he done for you? Point to one thing. I can understand if you were popping right now, making money, and yeah, maybe you're in that tax bracket, but what are you even recently? What are you right now? That's the question. No tea, no shade.
Right. Do you feel the love in this world right now from everyone?
Yeah.
Nope.
And then right. I did want to say earlier, I pulled up the hashtag Big Black March happening in Oakland on July 4th, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay. Well, I like his advertising abilities.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, man, it's Millions. How you doing?
What's going on? We're talking about Donald Trump. If you know somebody's a Donald Trump supporter, how do you feel about him?
Man, I don't feel no type of way about him. I think that that's what they want to support. That's what they want to support.
Mm-hmm. So you could marry somebody, you would say, who was a Trump supporter, or be just best friends?
I mean, why not? We marry people every day and hate our friends.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say I marry people that hate my friends, you know. But for somebody like Donald Trump that I feel right,
that's
really
kind of
like,
a red flag, right?
Yeah, doesn't like my community and some of the racist things he said and some of the agendas he pushed. You know, kind of makes me feel a little funny. Don't you agree?
I don't agree. People say things. You know what's funny? That amazes me. Us as African Americans say the most hateful things against some people. And for a person to say something that I can't even take his words out of context unless I heard him say it.
Like what?
So,
like the fact that he retweeted the guy saying white supremacy? How was that taken out of context?
White power.
I mean, people say things every day. That don't mean they're racist. They don't mean they're racist.
So if you say racist things, it doesn't make you racist?
Was that racist, or was it a feeling of being thinking he's racist? That's the question.
So what makes someone a racist to you?
I mean, the question is, would I feel a certain way if a person support Trump? It's not about what I think is racist. If a person support Trump, that's their thing. I don't have to support Trump. I'm not going to look at them different because they support Trump.
Okay. All right. That's your opinion.
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you, brother. It's just the way that I think. What's the moral of the story, Easy?
The moral of the story is it's easy to say do you, except when doing you affects us in such a negative way. And we've been seeing that happening so much right now with police brutality, with all of the hate that's going around, with all these Karens feeling empowered to call the police, thinking that people will get arrested. We're seeing what happens when people do call the police for no reason on Black people. We're seeing all the divisiveness in the country. It's hard to say do you.
Yeah, I can't. It just makes me feel funny just to see what Trump says, what he does, how he feels about my people, to support somebody or want to be around somebody that supports that. Me personally, I just can't. And you know what? I have the right to. I don't need you around me. I don't want you around me. That's just the way that I feel. But anyway, we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, and let's talk about Jada Pinkett Smith and Jaden Smith. They are disgusted over this YouTuber, Shane Dawson, and you're going to be disgusted too.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So, yes, we told you about this last week, but Kanye has done a deal with The Gap to launch the Yeezy Gap line. It's a 10-year deal, and things will start being available in the first half of 2021 in stores and online. By the way, if you would have had some stock in Gap, that would have been a great thing for you. Gap stock is surging over 18%, they're saying, right now on the heels of this new deal. So if you had that stock, hey, because they were doing pretty bad before that.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think he got a Black designer, too. I think his stuff is going to be not as expensive as the other thing he designed. So I think it's going to be great. I think those capsules are going to be dope.
All right. In addition, Snoop Dogg posted some behind the scenes of Kanye and Dr. Dre making music in the studio together. Here's Snoop in the video that he shared.
Kanye West got some hot
picture. Album cover with Dr. Dre on it. No parental advisory sticker.
35 years.
Never
exclusive footage. Shut up.
The first time.
Kanye West got some hot shit. It's gonna come out.
Yeah.
Dr. Dre touched it.
I'm excited about that. Well, of course, Kanye, he's a Christian rapper now, so he won't be talking anything left, anything too crazy, but I would love to hear them two get together. I mean, Dre is one of the best producers ever, and so is Kanye West. So to put those two together, I think that's just going to be amazing.
Yes, the Jesus is King Part 2. It's a Jesus is King Dr. Dre version that they had already said was in the works. Yep. So get ready for that, as you heard from Snoop Dogg. All right, now Jada Pinkett Smith and Jaden Smith are reacting to Shane Dawson. He's a YouTuber, and this video resurfaced of him sexualizing Willow Smith when she was only 11 years old. Willow Smith is 19 years old right now, and so this video is Shane Dawson inappropriately touching himself to a poster of Willow Smith from back then, and now he is sharing a new video. I don't even want to play it because it's disgusting. And it's called Taking Accountability. So now he's trying to take accountability for the actions that he partook in for so much of his career, just using blackface, the N-word, other offensive things. Listen to this.
My childhood, my past, I've had a lot of pain. And I took that pain and I turned it into jokes. And I think instead of joking about them so much, I probably should have just went to therapy earlier. I swear on my life, I would never talk about a child in any way that was inappropriate. It is something I did for shock value or because I thought it was funny or like, oh my God, my child molester character or whatever. It's all gross. And I promise that is not real.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to be canceled. I mean, yes, he's made racist remarks. He's used blackface before. But not only that, the fact that Willow Smith was 11 years old and you simulated like you were masturbating to an 11-year-old is just disgusting. And you really need to get your ass whooped.
All right. Well, Jaden went on social media and said, Shane Dawson, I am disgusted by you. You sexualizing an 11-year-old girl who happens to be my sister is the furthest thing from funny and not okay in the slightest bit. And Jada Pinkett said to Shane Dawson, I'm done with the excuses. So here's some more of what Shane Dawson had to say about moving forward. He said he doesn't have a problem with risking it all.
I'm willing to lose everything. To finally just own up to all of this and be accountable is worth losing everything to me. I want to spend the rest of my life doing things that I love with my heart, that I'm excited about, and things that aren't hurting anyone, aren't offending anyone. And I want to learn more. And I don't want to be someone who's afraid of my past. I promise I'm going to do better to even more so educate myself, put more people on my channel that aren't just white YouTubers in trouble.
Yeah, F him. I mean, he has 22 million followers on, I believe, on his YouTube page. I mean, it's just nasty and disgusting. There's some people, when they make jokes, I just think to myself, what did you think was funny about that? Like what made you laugh? Like, you didn't see that and be like, you know what, this is too far. This is not funny. I have a mom. I have a sister.
Why would you even think that? But why would you even think like that?
Disgusting.
All right, now.
He needs to get his ass whooped.
Let's end the rumors on a high note. Beyonce, they put out the trailer for her surprise visual album, Black is King, and that will be available on streaming services on July 31st on Disney Plus. So you can see that there. It was all The Lion King, Black is King, written, directed, and executive produced by Beyonce. And she put out a one-minute teaser on Beyonce.com on Saturday night. Listen to this.
A journey is a gift.
Who are you?
I feel like I'm not a king yet, but like I got potential for it, but I'm not dead yet, 100%.
The ancestors never left you.
An African way. You can't wear a crown with your head down.
Nothing is complete on its own.
I'm excited about that. I'm a Beyonce fan. I can't wait to see that.
You have Disney Plus?
I feel like you should have it
because the kids.
Yeah, no, the kids have Disney Plus. I mean, if the kids have it, I have it. But yeah, we have Disney Plus.
All right, good. I'll use your password. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, up next is the People's Choice Mix. Get your request in right now, and don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, this morning, shout to JD Kiss and Fabulous for stopping through early this morning. I got them up early to talk about the verses tonight. Now,
yes, if
they're tired
during verses, that's Envy's fault.
Yeah, no, no, no. I got him up early. I just wanted to talk about it. I'm excited about the battle. Both of them are my guys. I've known Jadakiss and Fabulous for a long time. Fabulous has been doing records at my mom's house when we were younger. Jadakiss is just my guy. So the fact that they're going to be doing a battle, I'm very excited. They both have a long catalog of music. And I'm excited for tonight, man. It happens at 8, and then me and Clue are doing the after party, the official after party. Me and Clue are doing.
How come
so
you didn't get Clue to call in?
I could have got Clue to call in. Yeah,
all right,
I
tomorrow morning, Clue, you got to wake up early and check in with us.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so the battle is tonight. So make sure you tune in 8 p.m. on Versus. Let's make it one of the biggest watch Versus ever, all right? When we come back, positive note, get your positive note ready, Yee. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, let me shout out to my guy, Fred. Fred with Terrence J's manager. He really is into this bike riding thing. And I know a lot of people are out there riding bikes and they're riding, you know, losing weight or doing it for whatever it may be. Yesterday, he rode from Norfolk, Virginia to Richmond and back. It took him 12 hours. 12 hours. Would you ride a bike for 12 hours? Doesn't that hurt your ass? 12 hours?
Maybe he has a seat cushion. I ain't gonna lie. You know, I have this Nordic Track bike in the basement and it hurts my butt so bad. I have to stand up while I ride it.
12 hours? That's crazy. Anyway.
Go ahead. Shout he to should him. Hit up Julia. You know, Julia Beverly, she rode 3,200 miles on her bike. She did this whole cross-country bike ride.
Nah, they're taking it too far.
The two of them should go riding together. You said they're taking it too far.
They're taking it too far now. All right. Well, you got a positive note?
Yes, and this is from Shirley Chisholm. You know, I'm a big fan of Shirley Chisholm. You don't make progress by standing on the sidelines, whimpering and complaining. You make progress by implementing ideas.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.